Begin the current daven set the Shabbos of Kufn and Dal. Begin them in Beis. Begin to taste the Masla. Begin to the Gemara. Baham Avata Kli Mechame. But in nullifying a vessel from its preparedness, which the Gemara was asking and reporting that they're permitted to go ahead and put pillows and blankets beneath the mukta items, but you're nullifying the vessel when it's pulling on it. Shteisa says Perashon Lamal and Parakir. We already explained this previously. Parakir Dav Memgilam and Alf, which Shteisa there explains that. On the one hand, Rashi over here is saying that it's because of Seisr, where you can't utilize this thing anymore, and therefore it's like demolishing. And on the other hand, Rashi over there explains that's like building, because like almost like you're cementing it to the ground, and therefore that's the discrepancy in those two interpretations of Rashi. Either it's like Seisr or Megbaina. Continuing next says the Master begins with the words the Gemara Shtayim of the Adam, two by a person, Machz Bilon, one with a tree, which this taste actually belongs after Dibra Maschal Bechibur. So I'm going to explain two interpretations in this Mishnah, which the Gemara brings a Mishnah. Someone makes a sukkah on the top of a tree that it's going to be kosher, but you just can't go on in a yomtiv. So the Mishnah explains that if two were in the tree and one by a person, or two are in the person and one in the tree, it's kosher, you just can't go on yomtiv. But if three by a person, regular man making was, and one by a tree, then it's kosher, you can even go on yomtiv. So he says, B'sukkah perek beis, on the beis and beis, now we learn this Mishnah, someone makes a sukkah on the top of a tree. So he says there's two ways to explain that Mishnah. Either ha'itzur kasa b'rish ilan, someone makes a sukkah on the top of a tree, k'yoncha schach shal sukkah al-gabi ilan. The schach of the sukkah is on the tree. The ilan semech is, and the tree is supporting it. She'en yechalalas ha'lois schach. You can't go on that schach. Ilan ken yishtamash b'ilan, unless you're going to be, it's going to like, since being supported by a tree, using the tree. She'regin ha'ilas k'lein ha'schach. What do you mean, who's going the schach? Because they used to put their vessels on the schach. So that's why you can't use such a sukkah, because you're going to end up going on the schach, and thus utilizing the tree. Or in another interpretation, as Yesh Lefarsh explained, she'atikur smucha b'ilan. Actually, the tikra, the roof is being supported by the tree. Shabnovagaiva, because actually what we're talking about is that it's a tree house which is built high up. Betachtel ilan, and the bottom is on the tree. Now, anytime you're going onto the sukkah itself, utilizing the tree. So the prohibition of going on the sukkah yamtid, it's not because it's gzeri that you might put the vessel and use the schach, rather because every time you're going to sukkah, you're utilizing the tree. Continuing next says the Mazda begins with the Gemara b'chibur gavalki. She tells explain what this is, and based on this, what's the proof from there? Because the Gemara brought a proof for Rabbah, who holds that you're not allowed to utilize an animal on Shabbos, but still you're allowed to utilize the tzidei, the size of the animal, from a Mishnah regarding the donkey who's carrying the sacks that are mukta. Did you allow to go ahead? Obviously, you're untying the rope, so it falls down. The Gemara assumes that we're talking about chibur gavalki. Please explain what this is. There's shnei sack and two sacks. Echad b'minacham avechem. The smaller one to the right of the donkey, one to the left of the donkey. U'b'roish kol echad minasakin, and at the end of each one of the sacks, ritzu achas is one strap. V'kosh n'aysen shnei ritzu zechad, and you're tying the two straps of the two sacks together. Now the now the knot of that strap, which holding the two straps of the sacks on either side, is on the back of the donkey. And then you have the sacks weighing down on either side. And that's what we're bringing right. The epshalahata kesha, and you can't untie that knot. Unless you lift up the sacks a little bit, and you support the two sacks with the stomach of the donkey. And that's like utilizing the size of the donkey, and therefore you see that from our mission that you're allowed to do that. Obviously, tzedadin are mutter to be done. And that was the raya to Rabbah.